This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Play much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, shout out to the mighty Who That Nation, man. We up in this thing representing the sports coma, the great Saint Thank Tank, man. What's popping with the fam, man? Good to see y'all in the stream, man. Big ups to the fam. Appreciate y'all stopping by for this episode of The Coma. We up in this thing, man. And there is some stuff we're going to cover on this episode of The Coma. We're going to go over a few things, some observations from today's camp, man. I appreciate y'all guys stopping by. Do me a favor, hit the like button, and also please feel free to share the show stream on your social media feed. We in this thing, man, and listen, we're going to do some reacting to some of the interviews. It's about four or five of them, I want to say, that came out today with the Black and Gold. There was also some stuff happening in the final days of OTAs, man, as the Saints get ready to move to the mandatory practices that are be coming up next week. So you'll see guys like Lattimore. You'll see some of the guys that you hadn't seen, Elvin Kamara's. You should see them in the mandatory sessions coming up next week. So a lot of people are watching some of the obvious stuff, you know, that's going on in terms of the players they're interested in. It's a lot of, much to do about Spencer Rattler. And I think a lot of that is just the fact that a lot of the Who That base is not in totally, you know, really excited about Derek Carr. And I think that's what it is. They're kind of looking past him. It's a very unique phenomenon, man. But, whatever floats your boat. So big ups to the fam. Good to see you. OG Jerry is in this thing as well. Good to see you. Tuck was popping, fam. Clint, good to see you, fam. Pelicans, Nola, Young City 9, WB3 was popping, brother. Good to see you in there. Brother Gundam is in this thing as well. And it's we appreciate you, man, for being here. Tuck says, Q fam, showing up for the OTA chat. You don't have to be here. It's not in your account. Yeah, you're right. All right. What's up, David? Good to see you, brother. Appreciate you for being here, man. Much love, Trap Star. How you doing, fam? Appreciate all y'all, man. Everybody for being up in this thing and representing the coma. Tim, I see you, fam. Uncle Deuce, what's popping, bro? He said, what's good, Q? Finally catching it live. All right. Appreciate you being here, man. BJ9, what's popping, fam? Appreciate you. Brother Trey, always representing Thomas up in this thing, man. Much love to all y'all. Appreciate y'all for stopping by. Now, like I said, shout out to Saints News Network. Big ups to my brother, Kyle T. Mosley. His people are doing, had some OTA sessions, man. I'm going to go over with you just a few of them before we just hop into some of these reactions. Dennis Allen, Chris Olave, Carl Granderson, Jamal Williams, and Isaiah Foskey, the Snowman. So, I mean, we have some of those guys. We'll go over some of their interviews and go from there. Josh, big ups to you. Brother Devin, shout out to you, man. Appreciate you. Corey, Jeremiah in this thing as well. Dr. Key, what's happening, Dr. Key? Appreciate you, fam, as well. So, like I said, man, it's some interesting things happened there, man. And like I said, still very early on. So, being that, you know, we've seen so many of these OTAs over the years, you kind of, you're looking at it, you're trying to find out, you know, what do you guys see, or what do you see that you can see what the Saints are pretty much lashing on? And from what I watch when I watch these OTA practice sessions, is pretty much, because it's not any hitting going on, it's no shoulder pads, no gear, just the shells, helmets, and just guys running around, you know, not a lot, but it's just, it's still the excitement, or it's just the NFL. Want to see what guys, or how, you know, what certain guys are looking like. Are they healthy? You know, are they in tune with what the coaching staff wants them to do? And I think the biggest emphasis this offseason is just looking out to see, you know, what the offense brain trust, what they're looking like, what's going to happen with those guys. Are they going to have a tight ship? And once again, you know, I listened to what Dennis Allen said, some of his stuff early on today, and he's talking like the great Saint Think Tank. It's amazing. He wasn't talking like that before, but all of a sudden he's talking just like you guys are, mentioning things like attention to detail and accountability. Oh my God. Can you believe it? It's a freaking miracle, right? But it's fantastic, man. Regardless or not, man, I'm just glad that we finally got these people on code. Thank you. Now, maybe we could see some righteous football now. A shout out to you, brother Derek. Good to see you. Eugene, how you doing, fam? Much love as well. And yes, interesting to see how Fuaga doing. And according to a lot of reports, Fuaga and Trevor Penning are doing fine. Who would have known it? Who would have guessed it that Penning would do okay at the right tackle position? Who would have guessed it? Well, I mean, it's just, y'all know what time it is. Yeah, Dennis Allen, that's right, Gundam, accountability and attention to details, all magical words, words that we said at just freaking nauseam here over and over. You cannot win anything in life at all if you don't have accountability and attention to detail. You will not succeed, not in a very long way. Like, that's the difference between the short race and the long race. Attention to detail is knowing your business and handling it. Staying on code with the plan that you set up for the duration. I know that sounds easy, but it's a certain level of difficulty to it. That people, when you set a plan or a course of action, that sometimes people get distracted, life comes along and pushes them off of it. Which is fine, but get your ass up and get back on that pad and continue to do what you was put here to do. You know, so like I said, first thing is to find out what that is. And the next thing is to keep to stay on the path, regardless of what wind blows or people come along to knock you or nudge you. Remember to stay on course and you shall win, baby, every time. It's just it sounds simple, but man, it really is simple. Thought wise. Action wise, it's a degree of difficulty, but I'm proud of the Saints, man. And Dennis Allen in particular for just sounding like that. That will make a world of difference in the team, because that's what you need to win these games. Anyway, let's go over some of this stuff, fam. I'm going to go over this stuff and I'm going to play some of the clips here. But like I said, shout out to my guy, Kyle T. Mosley at the Saints News Network. His writers came through with the observations, and I'm going to kind of go ahead and read these things as I hit you with some of the highlights as a plan. And this is John Hendricks that was dropping a scoop on it, talking about the practice sessions here. And of course, you know, the last, these are rounding out for the last days of OTAs before the mandatory stuff kick in. And the attendance was not a ton changed. Tyrann Mathieu was one of the new absences. Dennis Allen said it was family related. Also not spotted was Stanley Morgan Jr., Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Kool-Aid McKinstry. We already know he's dealing with coming back up from that injury. Elvin Kamara, Nephi Sewell, who's also rehabbing. Nathan Latu, Ryan Ramczyk, Tommy Hodson, Passanio, which we know he's done for pretty much the year. Chase Young's also rehabbing from that surgery as well. The several players were spotted in locker room practice. Mark Evans was present but didn't practice, and Jalen Ford was walking on the sideline. All right. So, you know, like we said, the OTAs are voluntary, so those guys will be there next week. So we're not tripping on none of that stuff. And of course, they talk about the offensive line from left to right. It was Fuaga, Nick Sell, DeVery, Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Trevor Penning from left to right. The second unit was Heron, Shane Lemieux, Lucas Patrick, Nori Nuelli, and Landon Young. Dallin Halker is, he continues to run with the first team. So Dallin Halker, who was the tight end that we've seen a lot of, like I call him, kind of have a young Jeremy Shockey look, is his style, not what he's going to be. We'd be so fortunate to have that. But he ran with the first team today. Has a very interesting skill set, big tight end with some athletic ability, can catch the football. So he was running with the first team. All right, so without Elvin Kamara in the mix, Jordan Mims, the veteran running back, got some looks. And then on the defensive side, Saints rolled out a base look today. The defensive line continued to be the same with Carl Granderson, Colin Saunders, Kendall Vickers, Peyton Turner. And then Willie Gay, DeMario, and Pete Warner played the linebacker positions, cornerbacks with Alante Taylor, Shamar Jean Charles on the outside with Jonathan Abrams, and Will Harris playing the safety positions. Now, the quarterback's always the you know, spotlighted positions. Derek Carr, Jake Haner, Nate Peterman, and Spencer Rattler all got some reps there. Derek Carr went 4 from 8. He had 2 touchdowns in the pick today. Jake Haner was 5 of 7 for 5 of 7. He was 3 and 3 in the sevens. He had a touchdown. Nathan Peterman was 1 of 2. He had a pick. Spencer Rattler was 3 of 4, and he had a touchdown throw today in the matchup. So also, you know, it talked about some of the stuff that happened on with that, and the fact that Alante Taylor had a couple of pass breakups. He did pretty well and pretty decent there. AT, he was trying to connect with AT Perry over the middle of the field. That didn't work out. And then in the final period of red zone, there was an interception happened with DeMario Davis on that play. Isaiah Foskey, the snowman, broke, brought some pressure and would have likely been a sack on the play. And they, however, the play continued. Where Carr made it up for the next play by finding Michael Jacobson in the back of the end zone against Alante Taylor. We talked about Haner's pass and all that kind of stuff. And it was just what it is. Nathan Peterman didn't look like what he was popping today. Not all that from Nathan Peterman. Got many supporters. And of course, Spencer Rattler is a guy that a lot of people have interest in because they see Spencer Rattler as the future. And you could be right on that. Spencer Rattler is a guy that definitely could be a guy that is, in my opinion, he is definitely somebody, unless they, you know, everybody gets moved out and another quarterback offensive coordinator comes in and the whole process starts all over again. So hopefully that's not the case in terms of that, because I would rather see the Saints successful. I want to see him win. And finally, it took a long time for some hard heads to get some sense. But, you know, I think we might have the right collection of people. Now, Spencer Rattler hit his first 2 passes with a nice connection to Mason Tipton on the dig route for an immediate gain. And then Kendre Miller in the flats for a short connection. The next pass was a nice throw deep down the right sideline to a wide open Kyle Sheets, but ended up dropping it. And in the red zone, he didn't get any throws. His long throw in a team was a touchdown to Cedric Wilson Jr. in the back of the end zone on the play action, with Millard Bradford being the closest defender. It was a nice throw by Rattler and a good hookup. The Saints were working the 12s, 10s, 5s, and the 2-yard lines running that thing. And then, of course, Trajan Jeffcoat was really putting on the effort in today's practice session. He had tackles for the loss. He had a middle-of-the-face pressure right up the middle. Him and Isaiah Foskey in the final play saw him kind of keep again some more pressure. Jack Heflin and Christian Boyd putting in some work there. And of course, they talk about the Taysom train, which is also very interesting because a lot of we see Taysom Hill, literally they're reshaping Taysom Hill into a running back, which is that's his strongest skill set, right? Don't know if you've seen this, but the Taysom Hill element to the Saints offense has major potential today. They saw him being used as a halfback more and more. He had three plays where he was a running back and took tosses from the left and the right side. Adam Prentice was his lead blocker, then Dalen Hawker. And he was even a single back on one of the reps. And New Orleans is using a lot of motion involving Hill, including that speed motion that would surely confuse some defenses. This could really, really get fun fast. So, but you know, a lot of this, the Taysom Hill stuff is happening now. They're getting them some reps right there. You expect, Alvin Kamara to get involved and get more and more into that situation. But that's a smart move to do by Taysom Hill. It can be used in many different applications. If you're using them as a running back, I mean, like I said, when he played a scrambling quarterback and most of the times he got all this yardage from running the ball, he would run against these 8-man fronts and still average 5 yards a game. It was really ridiculous with Taysom Hill.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Was doing, and then you put him as a running back, you can only imagine what he can do. Could you imagine, could Taysom Hill get 1,000 yards rushing for you? Could you imagine, right? I know we got Kendre Miller. Could you imagine an Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill running back do? Could you imagine the craziness of this? All right, also on the radar, Trajan Jeffcoat was one of the most noticeable players on the field during the team drills. And in the red zone, he was responsible for a couple of pressures and tackles for a loss. He put together three consecutive impact plays. He was getting work with the second team. It could be someone to keep an eye out with passing yo out of the mix. So this is true. A lot of young defensive tackles, rather, have an opportunity to step up. With passing yo having that issue, he's pretty much done for the rest of the season, even though Dennis Allen said he could come back later on in the season. But guys like Christian Boyd, guys like, Jeff, I just had it, just had his damn name. Man, what's the damn guy name? I forgot the other defensive tackle that we talk about a lot here, the undrafted guy. Maybe perhaps he could step up and do some positive stuff for the Saints as well. So, I mean, the way I feel about it is, yeah, you got Kendall Vickers, who's another guy that they brought in. I forgot the other guy's name. Y'all remind me in the chat who's the other defensive tackle. But our backup defensive tackles have an opportunity to step up and show what they can do with passing y'all. And then, of course, as we get closer to training camp, I expect the Saints to probably more than likely add somebody, maybe a cheaper defensive tackle into the mix, you know, just to see what's popping with that. All right. So anyway, let's keep this thing going, man. All right. Then, of course, the quick hits. Chris Olave was in the red nine contact jersey when entering the 707s. He tweaked the shoulder issue. He'll talk about that in the injury. Dennis Allen said a number of things about a number of different players. I'm not going to go through all that stuff. We're going to play his interview and react to it live. And it was some positive stuff going on with a lot of the players today. And like you said, it's still early on. We're still trying to get the feel of what's really going on with some of these people. But in the end, man, he talked about the kicking game and the fact that Lou Hetley stepping his game up. He's showing some really impressive punting rather. That guy going on. Smith, who's the undrafted guy that we brought in to compete with Blake Groupe, didn't have a good day kicking the ball, but it's okay. We still have an opportunity to see more of these players as we get closer and closer into the we get closer to the practices, getting closer and closer to training camp, man. So a lot of stuff going on there. So we're going to keep an eye out on all this stuff. But outside of that, man, just a very solid day of things that happened at training camp. At OTAs right now for the black and gold. And then some positive stuff. We just make sure everybody gets out of there healthy, get some good reps going, get some familiarity with the system. And like I said, next week we'll start seeing a lot of these guys pop in here. And the guys I'm talking about is like some of our main guys as they turn it up. So like I said, it's the June the 3rd to the 6th, and then June 11 to 13, where those are the voluntary ones. So you got to be there, you know. So we'll see how it all looks, man. I expect all those guys to show in. But anyway, let's get right to the reaction to the live interviews. We'll start off with Dennis Allen, followed by Chris Olave. So here's Dennis Allen on today's show.
Work today, worked a lot of red zone down there in the scoring zone, you know, and I thought both sides of the ball had some plays, both sides of the ball executed some things, and I think it's been good work.
Yeah, when you're going through a practice, how do you decide, like, what to correct on the field and what to wait for, like, in the film room?
Well, look, here's the reality. When you're standing on the sideline, you don't see every single thing that happens, you know, on the field of play. And so, you know, you're really trying to correct the things that you specifically see. And every coach has their eyes trained to look at, you know, in a certain area. And then obviously as a head coach, you're kind of overseeing the whole thing. So, I think, you know, as a base rule, if we see it, you know, then I think, you know, instant corrections, instant feedback is the best way to teach.
And so what was Chris in the red jersey doing?
So he kind of tweaked his shoulder in the weight room a couple of weeks ago, and so we're just making sure that, you know, he doesn't get bumped in any form or fashion.
Okay. Was Tyron's absence voluntary or wellness?
You know, he's been dealing
a couple of weeks ago. Is that what Dennis Allen said? You know, let me a little bit. He said a couple weeks ago, he tweaked it.
Making sure that, you know, he doesn't get bumped in any form or fashion. Best way to teach.
And so what was Chris in the red jersey
doing? So he kind of tweaked his shoulder in the weight room a couple of weeks ago. And so we're just making sure that, you know, he doesn't get bumped in any form or fashion.
Okay. Was Tyron's absence voluntary or wellness?
You know, he's been dealing with some family stuff. You know, look, I mean, I'm not going to go through everybody that's here or not here. you know, I would say that there's some guys that are not here due to injury. There's some guys that are here that are not here due to some personal issues. There's some guys that are, you know, not here due to their, you know, own personal choice. We're going to focus on the guys that are here, get the guys that are here, get them better as much as we possibly can during this, you know, important time in the development of our team. And then, look, next week we've got mandatory minicamp. My expectation is that everybody will be here for mandatory minicamp, and Dennis, then we'll kind of go from there.
What's the transition like then from this week to next week? Is there anything different? Do you ramp it up a little bit? Camp or?
Yeah, look, we, you know, based on the rules, you know, the tempo and all that stuff is the same. We're allowed to be on the field a little bit longer, so we'll probably have a little bit more work out here on the field. Not a lot more, but a little bit more work out here on the field. And we get more time during the day, so we'll have, you know, a few other house cleaning items that we'll take care of, you know, during this time, so that we get a lot of the mandatory things done before we break, so we don't have to worry about dealing with that during training camp.
Everyone through mini camp, that includes Marshawn.
That would be my expectation.
Then, now that you've seen the team kind of get a chance to work in the offense a little bit, how do you think that the transition is going?
Yeah, look, I think every day, you know, we're making a little bit of progress. And I think that's what's important right now. What's important right now is that we come out here, we get a chance to meet on it, install it, we get a chance to work it, we get a chance to go back in and make the corrections. And then the next time we get to that, you know, hopefully we're not making the same mistakes, that we made, you know, in the previous practice. And that's really, you know, that's really the basis of how we teach. You know, and we're trying to eliminate repeat mistake offenders. So now go ahead.
That's new. Trying to eliminate repeat mistake defenders. Is that what he said? Big ups to the fan. Appreciate y'all here, man. Black Major, JT, Hendy and Newton, Brother Wallace in this thing as well. Good to see you. Appreciate you. Much love to you guys, man. I see you, fam. Quavadia, shout out to you, man. Skylife, much love. Who that to you guys? Appreciate you for being here, man. As we kind of reacting to Dennis Allen, here we go.
Notice with that, with Spencer Rattler, you know, he had a couple interceptions in the first few sessions.
Look, I mean, look, part of it out here during this time and even in training camp is figuring out what you can do and what you can't do, right? And if I never take a chance...
Shout out, my
right, then I never really know what I can or can't do, you know, in our league. And I think you find out here that the windows close a little bit faster than they do in college. And so it's all part of the learning curve. And so, look, I'm encouraged by what I see out of him. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of improvement left to be had. But I think he's making some good progress.
Dennis, what about seems like his leg's strong with Lou Headley, the way he's been punting, and obviously our coverage units are outstanding, but is it more trying to increase the net?
Yeah, look, I think a couple of things. I think the way that we punted the football last year, we eliminated a lot of return yards. And the less return opportunities you give the other team, you know, the less opportunity they have to create big returns. And I think probably the biggest difference and the thing that we looked at that, man, we've got to try to, when we really need to flip the field, all right, we need to be able to flip the field. And so I think that was a point of emphasis for Lou, you know, during the off season. And I think we're seeing some of the fruits of that labor out here throughout this these OTAs.
Dennis, you guys have said your early message to the team this offseason was kind of just keep your head down and work. Don't worry about anything outside the building, expectations. I mean, can you kind of expand on that? What was your message to them about that?
Well, look, here's the deal. You don't control anything that goes outside of this building. You really only control what we're doing inside the building. And really the message was, let's don't worry about what the results are going to be. Let's just worry about the process. Because the results take care of themselves if you put the work in. And that's really where our focus has been. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job of, you know, minimizing distractions, focusing on the task at hand here while we're in the building, and taking advantage of these opportunities to get better.
Is that something you're always dealing with, that noise?
Yeah, look, everybody has an opinion on everything, and everybody has the ability to make their opinion public. And that's never going to change. And so nobody has any control over what the outside opinion is or how they choose to voice that opinion. And so let's don't worry about things that we don't control. Let's worry about these things that we do control.
Do you care that expectations outside the building are low for this team?
I could care less what the outside expectations are outside of this building. We're just gonna keep going to work every day, and I like our process, and I like what we're doing right now.
I could care less about the outside expectations. This is coming from a coach that's coming off for two losing years as a head coach and a team that is currently 3 years without even being in the playoffs. So, I mean, the course of action is, you know, of course they say these things, but they hear everything. They really do. Unless you are giant on the Isle of Patmos with no cell phone, no nothing, you're going to hear a lot. You can't get away from it. Unless you make a stern effort too. And also, it's going to be expectations. The expectations, you can't get away from the expectations. The Saints are a loaded team. They're very talented. And the problem with the Saints have been over the last couple of years under Dennis Allen exclusively has been no accountability or low accountability. Very shabby attention to detail. This is stuff that I said over and over again. Now he's saying it. I wonder how he figured that out. But the expectations are for the Who Dat Nation wants to see this team in the playoffs. The expectations are playoffs. The expectation is a playoff win. The expectation is the NFC South crown. Playoff berth, playoff win, and beyond. That's the expectations from the Who Dat Nation to their team, the New Orleans Saints. That's the expectations. To say that, you know, I mean, the expectations of the support base is going to be all that. It's going to be that positive because nobody wants to see their team fall apart or not make it anywhere or be a laughing stock or have the Atlanta people pointing at them and laughing, even though New Orleans Saints brass run the team, basically. You know, but outside of that, the expectations are we need this team to break the 3-year playoff drought, get a playoff win, show some heart, show some intelligence, show us some courage. That's what we want to see. And also the expectations drive ticket sales. So if expectations are low, no money comes to your team or very little money. So expectations are big, my friend. They really are.
Yeah, well, look, you're right. It's way too early to really have a, you know, a clear picture of, you know, what that's going to look like.
This podcast is sponsored by Bet Online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.